Good morning, this is Dave Zinn with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Wednesday, March 25th at 7:15 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Uphill Pursuits and Spark R&D. In the last 24 hours, the mountains around Big Sky and Cook City received 10 to 12 inches of new snow, the Bridger, Southern Madison, and Gallatin ranges received 6 to 8, and the mountains around West Yellowstone received 3 to 5 inches. Winds were from the southwest to west at 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts into the 40s before dying down last night, except in the Bridger Range that had light winds blowing 5 miles an hour from the west. This morning, mountain temperatures are in the teens to low 20s. Today, mountain temperatures will be in the 20s with west to southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Snow will pick up again this afternoon with the Gallatin and Madison ranges and the mountains around Cook City getting 6 to 8 inches. Bridger Range will get 3 to 5 inches, and West Yellowstone will get 2 to 3 inches. In the last 36 hours, the Madison, Southern Gallatin, and the ranges and the mountains around Cook City received 10 to 12 inches of new snow, equaling 0.7 to 0.8 inches of snow water equivalent. Winds died down around midnight, but not before creating drifts of snow. This adds up to dangerous avalanche conditions today. Avalanches will likely be confined to the upper levels of the snowpack, sliding on a melt-freeze crust that formed on many elevations and aspects during recent warm weather. Additionally, a weak layer of feathery surface hoar was buried last week in some areas, but not all. Focus your stability assessments on the top several feet of the snowpack to determine how new snow is bonding to the old snow surface, and to look for a stripe of weak surface hoar in your snowpit wall. While unlikely, recent human and cornice-triggered deep slab avalanches south of Livingston and outside of our advisory area are stark reminders that we still have weak snow near the ground. Stay clear of large cornices completely and minimize your time below them as much as possible. Today, back off steeper terrain and find lower angle powder if you're seeing natural avalanches, shooting cracks, wind-drifted snow, or get unstable test results. The danger is considerable on wind-loaded slopes where human-triggered avalanches are likely, and on non-wind-loaded slopes the danger is moderate and human-triggered avalanches are possible. The Bridger Range received 10 inches of snow with light winds, and the Lionhead and Northern Gallatin ranges received 6 to 7 inches of snow with 15 to 25 mile-an-hour winds from the southwest that gusted into the 50s. At Bridger Bowl yesterday, we found a melt-freeze crust at many elevations and aspects. It will act as a sliding surface for new snow and wind slab avalanches. Wind-built fresh drifts of snow where it is possible to trigger avalanches today. While unlikely, recent human and cornice-triggered avalanches south of Livingston are indicators that weak snow still exists near the bottom of our snowpack. Stay clear of large cornices completely and minimize your time below them as much as possible. Today, avoid cornices and wind-loaded slopes where avalanches are possible and the danger is moderate. On non-wind-loaded slopes, larger human-triggered avalanches are unlikely. Small loose snow avalanches are possible in steeper terrain. The danger is low on non-wind-loaded slopes. We will end daily avalanche forecasts on April 5th and continue with general bulletins every Monday and Friday through April. Over the next couple weeks, we will take down weather stations and will no longer receive observations from guides and ski patrol. If you need help gathering field data, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.